News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Rugby fans heading to the Aviva Stadium this weekend to watch Ireland take on Scotland. They should be at a maximum ticket price of €180 because that was the maximum face value according to the IRFU. However, reports would suggest some ticket holders will have spent up to €3,000 for the privilege of attending the game. With us is John Clendenin. He's Fine Gael TD for Offaly, and he is saying that something has to be done about ticket touting. John, I thought something was done about ticket touting. I thought it was illegal.
Yeah, certainly there was, Anton. Good morning to you and all your listeners. And this is, I suppose, a journey that we're going on in relation to trying to regulate and manage what's happening outside of the registered retail price of tickets. We don't want to see a situation like what is unfolding this weekend, where a ticket that may have retailed at €200 is now available on the online for €3,000. The whole objective of this policy and legislation was to ensure that we have an element of fairness and accessibility to popular events to all citizens and sports goers or events or cultural goers across the country. And certainly when you see a price elevated from €200, €300 to €3,000, that is certainly not the case and should not be happening. And I think what we really need to see now is to ensure that the enforcement of that law that has been put in place in 2021 in relation to the Sale of Tickets Act, which covers cultural, education, recreational and sporting events. So what we want to see here is an element of fairness and accessibility to tickets right across the board. If you look at sports in particular and the sports capital grants and equipment grants that would have been provided by government over recent years, there's over €1 billion in investment. That's to ensure that we get sports into every single community across the country and that there's accessibility to sports. And the same approach now needs to be taken in relation to tickets.
Now, there's big fines and big penalties. So it's up to €100,000 or 2 years of prison for selling tickets for live events above face value. I could understand how this might be difficult to prosecute if it is a hand-to-hand deal done with a physical ticket, but most of this has a digital record. So how are we incapable of enforcing it?
Look, I think that's what we need to investigate now. And in relation to the Sale of Tickets Act, I think it's very clear in relation to the venue designation in terms of the capacity of over 1,000 persons or more that it needs to be applied. And also to ensure that, you know, there is not that secondary selling as such. And I think we do need to see now what additional resources need to be applied, whether it be through the Garda Síochána or possibly even the CCPC, but also I think with the organisers, whether it be sporting organisations or event companies, to ensure that this is not happening. And I think realistically we need a collective approach. We have made progress, there's no doubt about that. If we look at recent music events and what would have happened, it was far from ideal. So there is progress being made, but certainly we need to go further, and you know, I think we all need to work collectively now to ensure that it just does not happen that we see a ticket in excess of €3,000 for any sporting event or music events on this island.
John, I realise there's a lot of big rugby fans out there, but can you countenance anybody spending €3,000 to watch a game?
Look, that's not for me to decide, Anton, but, you know, at the end of the day, if you look at what this actual sporting event is, it's
€3,000, John.
It's a decider of the championship. And if you're an avid sports fan, I think if you want to make that choice in the market, that's one thing. But what I want to see is that it's regulated, that it's fair, and it's accessible to all. And it shouldn't be about the highest bidder here. It should be ensuring that sport, whether it be male sports, female sports, that there is access to everyone. And I think the best way of doing that is fairness through pricing.
John, thanks very much. John Clendenin, Fine Gael TD for Offaly.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.